Welcome to the Daily Marketing Move. I'm Mason Reed, and this is the weekday podcast for solopreneurs and small business owners who want practical marketing ideas in plain English. Each episode is built to give you one useful idea you can understand quickly and use right away. Let's get into today's marketing move. Here's the problem. You spend days or weeks building a product, a course, or a service only to find out few people actually want it. That's wasted time, money, and energy. And it happens because we guesstimate demand instead of testing it. What if you could find out today whether an idea gets real buyers without building the whole thing? Today's topic, I'm teaching the 10-minute pre-sell, a tiny one-page offer you can publish in about 10 minutes that asks for payment or a firm commitment before you build the full product. It's for solopreneurs and small business owners who need a fast, low-cost way to validate an offer and get real buyers or honest feedback. Here's what matters. You don't need a big launch. You need clarity on whether people will actually pay for what you plan to build. Let's break that down. The main lesson is simple. A pre-sell should answer three questions in plain English. What result do buyers get? Who is this for? And why is it limited or time-sensitive? Those three essentials stop guesswork and force you to be specific. First, the clear result. Don't sell features. Sell the one tangible outcome someone cares about. Second, who it's for. Use a short audience line so the right people self-select. Third, limited delivery or why now? Give a reason to act now. Limited seats, a delivery window, or a price that changes once the product exists. A quick pricing rule for testing. Pick a price that's a low friction commitment, but not free. For info or templates, think $7 to $49. For a one-off service, like a 30-minute strategy sprint, $49 to $197. The goal is conversions, not revenue. You want enough buyers to learn. If 10 people buy at $29, that's far more useful than zero buys at $297. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity. Now an example, so this is an abstract. Imagine you want to offer a 30-minute marketing strategy sprint. Your pre-sell page might look like this. Headline, 30-minute revenue-focused strategy sprint for service providers who need three quick wins in 30 days. Price, $79. Delivery, 48 to 72-hour scheduling window and delivery of a one-page next step plan after the call. Checkout copy, buy now, limited to 12 spots this month. You'll get a Calendly link after purchase. That's it. Clear result, specific audience, limited delivery. Customers pay, you run the sprint, and you learn if people value the format and price. Walkthrough of the quick checkout flow. One-line promise at the top, a two-sentence bullet list of what's included, the price, a simple payment button, and a one-sentence refund or contact line. Use a proven tool, Gumroad, Card plus Stripe, or even a Google form with PayPal, so you don't waste time on tech. Test the form with a trusted friend first to avoid hiccups. If someone buys and then asks basic questions, that's valuable feedback about what needs to be clearer in the offer. Here's a practical checklist you can use right now. The 10-minute pre-sell recipe. 1. Write a one-sentence promise that names the result. 2. Add a one-line audience qualifier. 3. Pick a test price that lowers friction but proves intent. 4. Set a delivery window or limited spots. 5. Create a three-line checkout, promise, price, and how they get it. 6. Add a simple contact refund line. 7. Publish and test your payment flow with one trusted buyer. That's your checklist, fast and repeatable. One-line promo script you can copy and paste into an email or social post. I'm testing a short 30-minute strategy sprint for service providers, limited to 12 spots at $79. I'll deliver a one-page next step plan after the call. Interested? Buy here, link, or reply to this message with questions. Use that same line across channels so your data is consistent. What to watch in the first 48 to 72 hours? Conversion rate from visitors to buyers, number of buyers, and the questions buyers ask after purchase. Don't obsess over revenue. Focus on signals. If you get at least a handful of buyers and repeatable questions, you've learned something real. If you get zero buyers, tweak the promise, audience line, or price, and try again. Low interest gives you permission to iterate or drop the idea quickly. Today's marketing move, Publish that pre-sell page and send one email plus one social post using the one-line script I just gave you. Track buyers and buyer questions for 48 hours. If you have a small list, send to a tiny segment first to confirm checkout works. This single action tells you much more than a week of guessing and saves you hours of building something people won't buy. Quick recap. A 10-minute pre-sell answers three essentials: clear result, who it's for, and a limited delivery, and uses a low-friction test price to measure real demand. Use the checklist, publish, and look at buyers and questions in the first 48 to 72 hours. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity. Here's today's marketing move. Publish the pre-sell page. Send the email and one social post with this line: I'm testing a short 30-minute strategy sprint for service providers, limited to 12 spots at $79. I'll deliver a one-page next step plan after the call. Interested? Buy here. Link. Then check results in 48 hours and decide: build, iterate, or drop. If you want to test a product idea without long launches, this is the fastest route. Thanks for listening to the Daily Marketing Move. I'm Mason Reed, and I hope today's episode gave you one clear idea you can put to work right away. If you found this helpful, be sure to follow the show so you don't miss the next episode. And until next time, keep it simple, keep it clear, and make your next marketing move count. The goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing.